This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I say, how do you do what you do to me? It's Wednesday, May 20th, right? Yeah, I think Victoria and I were trying to figure out whether it was Tuesday or Wednesday. What day is it? Hello. Anybody know what time it is? Does anybody really care? The statistics are in, Victoria, and it seems that Biden supporters are people who, generally speaking, like to listen to pop music. To the hits, and the people who like Trump prefer country music. I don't know if that's a shocker, surprise. Yeah, Republicans. Yeah, I remember George Bush, the father, was president. It was very unusual. I thought it was unusual when he professed his like or love of country music. He never seemed like the kind of guy that would be. For example, I'm not. You know, you can tell by listening to me what I like. Well, maybe it's because I cut my teeth as a broadcaster. As a guy that played hit music. I was on the hit music station, and so that's who I played the hits, play the hits. The boss used to say, shut the blank up and play the music. And we were posting some things on my Facebook page the other day, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, and there's an old banner from one of my early radio stations, and the guys, we were all sharing thoughts. I haven't talked to some of these guys for a long time, but we all belong to this group that is, you know, there were all kinds of groups on Facebook, and this one was the alum from the radio station. And so we were sharing, and they were taking jabs at me about what my name was on the air. And when I posted that, I used to get told by the program director to shut the blank up. And one of the guys posted, and how is it different today? Thanks a lot, pal. Anyway, so I thought it was interesting. Country music, Trump, and pop music, Biden. So here we go into a sort of non-political sphere. Matter of fact, this situation in Michigan is worth a moment or two of our time because of the dams and the water and people being evacuated. What's the story there, Victoria?
Well, this latest update is from about 30 minutes ago, and 10,000 people in central Michigan have been ordered to evacuate, and the governor said that one of the downtown areas could be 9 feet underwater.
Oof.
So now apparently two different times in less than 24 hours, families living along. Now, I do not know the name of this river. I say this in advance. I apologize to anyone living near this river because I'm going to butcher this. I'm guessing it's to Tabawasi River. Do you know what this river is? I'm guessing.
Tittabawassee.
Correct. I'm going to go.
It's an Indian name. It's Tittabawassee.
Okay.
All right.
Well, okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
So we covered both pronunciations, so we should be okay. So
what did you say again? What did you call it?
I went with Tittabawassee. So but I think we're covered either way.
Okay.
So it's connected in the lakes in Midland County. That whole area is now under an order of evacuation.
Look at the
10,000
pictures, people. The video from there.
I know.
The dam.
So what happened was that this dam, the Edenville Dam,
two of them,
140 miles north of Detroit, and the Sanford Dam, which is seven miles downriver, both of them have now had what they've been calling catastrophic dam failures.
Collapse,
and yes,
completely. Yep.
Yeah, and so it's horrible. As anyone who lived
who'd
through Katrina
want to live?
Knows,
yeah, exactly. Under
you
that
know, it's, wow, you know, when the
tough
levee
stuff
breaks, it's...
Yeah.
So they
song
say basically in the next... Well, that's Led Zeppelin, yes. But, in the next 12 to 15 hours, that's when they expect the downtown to be about 9 feet underwater, historic high water levels. obviously, water damage is so just devastating. And as we know, I live on the shore, you know, Hurricane Sandy and Hurricane Katrina down in New Orleans, we know what that water damage can do. So my heart goes out to everybody who's going to be affected by this, because that is not an easy thing to come back from.
Nope, not at all. Very unpleasant circumstances here. Speaking of unpleasant, the lady who was married to John Glenn, the space hero, senior member of the Senate for a long time, passed away because of the COVID, 100 years old. She was living in a senior center in St. Paul, Minnesota. She's probably known best because she was the wife of John Glenn, but she was also known as a youngster who had a real severe stutter problem. She couldn't speak 85% of the time. And John Glenn fell in love with her. They were married in 1943. He went to World War II, was a Marine aviator, and she played the organ at church while he was at war. In 73, after she met with a Virginia doctor who helped her through speech therapy, she got a grip on the stutter. She was 53 then, and she started speaking with confidence. She wanted other women with stutters to feel the way she did. So she prepared a speech to give in her native Ohio to a crowd of 300 people. She had never, ever, ever been able to speak long sentences before that event. She practiced for 3 months and delivered the speech. The crowd went crazy. She got an award from the American Speech and Hearing Association, and a few years later, the National Association for Hearing and Speech Action named an award after her, Annie Glenn. She and John were married for 68 years. He passed away 4 years ago, as you may remember. I came across him a couple of times in my life when I was working in Ohio radio stations. And I always, you know, but it wasn't about radio. It was never about the Senate for me, because I'm a space nut.
Oh, that's right. He was a senator. I forgot about that. I think of him just as a space guy, but you're right. He was a senator.
He was very popular. Oldest guy to go up in a shuttle. He was 77 when he went up.
No way.
Yes. You look up, he's 77 years old the last time. He was still a sitting senator, and NASA was looking for some publicity. And so it was an anniversary of something, whether he asked NASA to go up or they asked him. But he went up in the shuttle, 77 years old, man. He was a very, very interesting man. In lots of different ways. Most of the astronauts that I've ever come across, and I've met maybe a dozen or so, over the years, because I was close to the guy that was director of the space shuttle for a number of years, Jay Honeycutt, still a great friend, been retired for about 10 years, but he ran the shuttle program. He was the one who found all the original, from Alan Shepard on up. Honeycutt found him, and he and Glenn were good friends, and that's how I met him the first time. But Glenn was pretty, most of the time was pretty, if you'll pardon the expression, down to earth. Once in a while, he got a little big for his britches, but he was really, he was quite an interesting, very smart guy. He had it all together. And anybody who stays with the same woman for 68 years, you know, you got to have, that woman's got to have something going for her. Because most men are too impatient. I'm telling you.
That's the most sexist thing you have said in a very long time. How about she was so wonderful to stay with him for 68 years?
That's what I just said.
No, that's not what you just said.
That's what I just said.
No. Phil, we need a playback here. That is not what you just said.
Playback. We love playbacks. Okay, so, speaking of senators, Mario, I always call this guy Mario Rubio because it sounds so much better, but his name is Marco.
Well, it's like what you do to Camila Cabello's name, too. You keep adding in all these different syllables.
Maybe it's the Spanglish that I'm getting involved in. Anyway, Rubio says that the spending period needs to be extended for the PPP. Small businesses need more protection. It's the Paycheck Protection Program that has helped so many small businesses, and he is 100% correct. This may be the only time in history I've ever agreed with this guy. He tweeted yesterday the legislative fix needed to have PPP extended is now in limbo And I don't know whether he's criticizing his own party, because Mitch the Boo McConnell wants to just sit on it, because he's not worried. Oh, is it family? Listen, they're all set. They don't have to worry about anybody. And that's pretty much all Mitch McConnell thinks about, as far as I can see, himself and his family. So meanwhile, the rest of the business world is wondering if there's going to be another payout. And I don't like the plan.
Like it.
Well, not in its present form. And I frankly agree with some of the objections that he and others have to it, because there's too damn much pork in it. There are too many other things addressed. Just pass a clean bill, for God's sakes. Think about somebody other than yourselves and what you say are your priorities. How about the priorities of the people who need the help now? Forget your petty differences and work together, for God's sakes, and get this done. So they're going to make some changes in this program. It's one of the things they wanted to address, including more flexibility when it comes to spending the funds, because right now there are only three or four ways in which you can spend the money. Otherwise, you have to it has to be paid back right now.
I've been hearing a lot on social media from small business people saying that it was too restrictive and that they would end up having to either just give the money back or it's still not helping them stay in business. And I'm not exactly sure exactly what has been restrictive for them, because I don't own a small business, so I haven't.
You can only use it, I'll tell you, because I do, and I have one of the loans. And, well, loans, and part of it that's forgivable. You're paying the help, paying the mortgage, you're paying for expenses that are necessary to keep the business running. And all you have to do is keep track of what you're spending the money on, and you should be okay. But originally it was 75%, but most people who have it think the business world is so upended by all of this that it ought to apply to everybody, and I think maybe that's true, frankly. It needs to apply. It needs to, for every expense. And so we'll see if that gets worked into the next round, if you will. Also, with regard to the virus, Prince Charles of England wants a lot of people who are now on the dole, as it were, to go pick fruits and vegetables. He is...
I think this is kind of genius, actually.
It is a pretty good idea.
And I feel like we should maybe use it here, yeah.
Yep, yeah, yep. Charles asked
people... Tell the story, though. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. Charles also has suggested that if you're on the dole, take the unglamorous task of picking fruit and vegetables to help farmers out. He said, quote, "At this time of great uncertainty, many of our normal routines and regular patterns of life are being challenged. So this is government's plans called Pick for Britain, seeking to recruit students and people who have been furloughed to pick the harvest. Fruits and vegetables, we need an army of people, because they are having the same problem there we are here. People can't come in, the transient workers that come for part of the year and then go back to wherever they come from, mostly in England is Jamaica. They can't get out of Jamaica. They can't. The government of Jamaica won't let you leave.
You can't go from another European country. You can't go anywhere. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, they need 70,000 seasonal workers. Let's hope that that works. And it is a good idea for us to consider here for sure. Speaking of ideas that are good to consider, in the interest of helping you take care of you so that you don't get COVID-19, get your body weight, like Ken Kronow says, get the ideal body weight. You don't want any, they figured out Trump had a body mass index that was 30 or something, and the ideal is 25. So he's overweight, and most Americans are. 78% of us are way beyond where we ought to be in terms of the weight department. So if you want to stay healthy, consider going to toploss.com and joining the rest of the world that's losing weight the natural way with Calitrin, the weight loss formula famous around the world now for several decades. And you know, if it's been around that long, it works. And that's pretty much all I have to tell you. Want to lose weight the natural way, no stimulants, no drugs? Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, order the unlimited buy three, get three free thing, stay on the program for 6 months, lose weight, keep it off. Toploss.com, special code DJV.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fundraisers in the music news here, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Let us focus on a new GoFundMe site, which aims to support former MTV VJ Matt Pinfield as he enters a recovery center to improve his physical and mental health. He's a radio personality first and a TV personality. He was on K-Rock, I think, in L.A. He's perhaps best known for his mid-90s stint hosting MTV's alternative music program, 120 Minutes. He was hospitalized a couple of years ago after being struck by a car, suffering injuries to his head and his legs. Fundraiser aims to help offset the cost of his treatment, which continues. Several of his famous friends, including Jane's Addiction singer Perry Farrell, and Goo Goo Dolls front person Johnny Resnick, already contributed to the campaign. As you know, it's been a crazy year and a half in my life, and now it's a crazy time in everybody's lives. Very expensive to get the kind of help I need physically, and the mental anguish of nearly losing a leg caused me not only to relapse, but I wanted to keep it a secret because of my pride. You can't save your ass and your face at the same time. Ha! What a great...
Right?
I gotta remember that one.
That's like so Matt Pinfield.
My God. I gotta, yeah. You can't save your ass and your face at the same time. That is fabulous. Hold on to that one, Victoria. He continues to write, words can't express my love and gratitude. You know, I'll fight all the way back thanks to each and every one of you. You give me the feeling of a favorite new song. So, GoFundMe.
See, that to me is the line I love. You give me the feeling of a favorite new song. And to know Matt Pinfield and to know he is known
for his... See, I don't know
him. Yeah, I grew up watching him on MTV. He's a Jersey guy. I listened to him on the radio. He's an incredible DJ. He has this incredible wealth of knowledge of songs.
Music,
He's just an encyclopedia of music knowledge.
That's what makes him good.
I know him personally. I've worked with him a few times. He's also just one of the sweetest human beings. And he's had a really rough time with drug
sounds
addiction,
like,
and he's bounced back each time. And I didn't even know about what was going on with him. Hadn't seen him in a few years, and so now I know why. But I wish him the best. He's just a very, very good-hearted person.
All right, the GoFundMe page is probably GoFundMe/Matt Pinfield. I guess that's how you get there. All right, next up, musically speaking.
Yeah, it is. Help Matt Greenfield get better. Yep.
Okay, good. All right, 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria, you and I have Joan Jett in our ears, along with Pat Benatar, Blue Oyster Cult. I love Blue Oyster Cult. I always have. Curtis Blow, Gary U.S. Bonds. Huh? Wait a minute. What's this? What a combo.
I know, right?
A combo of characters here. A supporting healthcare heroes concert presented by the Long Island Music Hall of Fame. The event is scheduled for next week on News 12. Plus, Fios Channel 530 in New York. Can you get that down in New Jersey?
I can get that here probably, yeah. It'll also be streamed, I believe, on the Long Island Music Hall of Fame site.
Yeah.
And I think the United Together for Healthcare Heroes, that's the name of it. It's part of the United Way. And I think they might be streaming it, too. But this is, like you said, this is an eclectic group of performers.
Vanilla Fudge. I don't know who Dream Theater is. I certainly know who
they're
Tokens are.
They're a progressive rock band. You would hate them. I don't know who the Tokens are.
So oh, my God. The Lion Sleeps Tonight?
Oh,
find
okay.
Out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I know. The
Lion Sleeps Tonight. Wing Moe. Right. Let's see. What else do we know? Nonprofit group. It's going to help local restaurants deliver meals to responders in hospitals across Long Island. Each artist is contributing a performance, with most performed from their homes probably for the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're thrilled that so many of this Blue Oyster Cult. What a, this is such a fabulous song. Crank this up. Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't Fear the Reaper. I always have loved this. I get goosebumps when I listen to this song. I don't know what there is about it. The music itself. Anyway, I think it's going to be an exciting show with so many diverse music acts here that represent Long Island's vast musical heritage. Of course, Gary U.S. Bonds, The Tokens, and Blue Oyster Cult. There they are. Now you remember the song, Victoria?
Oh, I know this. Oh, yeah, I know this song, yeah.
As originally, it was an African chant. You knew that, right?
Yeah, I saw the whole history of this song on Netflix, remastered. It's a really interesting story.
Very interesting, yeah. There have been a number of versions, never any as popular as this one. In the jungle, the peaceful jungle, of the village, the lion sleeps tonight. It's 28 after the hour. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318 to make $5,000 back from your tax.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 10,000 people currently under orders to evacuate in the Midland, Michigan area because of the failure of two dams after days of rain. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency because of it.
In the next 12 to 15 hours, downtown Midland could be under approximately 9 feet of water. We are anticipating an historic high water level.
Whitmer also activating the Michigan National Guard after nearly 5 inches of rain have fallen in just a couple of days in that region. The ACLU is cautioning against widespread use of technologies intended to detect fevers in people from a distance. In a report out yesterday, the organization said the virus pandemic has flooded the market with such devices, many of which produce unreliable readings, and they added that temperature screenings also raise privacy issues. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The last holdout state in the nation, Connecticut, will start phase one of reopening its economy from the coronavirus pandemic today, as Governor Ned Lamont has issued an executive order giving cops the power to still enforce social distancing orders as the process unfolds. Wendy Williams, taking a break from her TV show for health reasons. Reports are she's taken the break because of an ongoing struggle with Graves' disease, an illness that's a condition where the body's immune system attacks its own thyroid gland. Another TV host is said to be fine after there were some concerns raised just a few nights ago. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Ryan Seacrest is back on TV following concerns about his health. The 45-year-old TV personality appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan as usual after missing Monday's episode. During the opening, Seacrest thanked his co-host Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, for filling in for him on Monday. Fans speculated that he had a stroke during the American Idol Season 18 finale. Fans said his eyes were swollen and that he jumbled his words. Seacrest's rep denied the reports.
And a new survey by WebMD finds people are indeed putting on a fair amount of weight while in coronavirus quarantine, with 47% of the women surveyed and 22% of the men saying they have gained weight. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's move ahead. Let's move on. Let's move up, shall we? It's the middle of the week. Middle of the work week, anyway. Actually, the middle of the week is tomorrow. But today is middle of the work week for most people. If you actually have a job, good for you. Let's keep that thought. You're getting your job back or getting a better job. Things are looking up. Let's see the new normal. That's kind of what's normal. A lot of people think, I want things to go back to normal. No. It's not going to happen. It just isn't. Too many things have changed. Too many behaviors have been altered. So the new normal soon becomes just normal. And that has to do, Victoria, with what you eat, where you live, how you spend your money. Consumer behavior is changing so rapidly as to what happens. You can look around and see the stores that are going bankrupt. You can see the way people have changed because they've had to, as far as restaurants, how they eat, what they eat, where they eat, when they eat, all that stuff, online shopping, shifting away from physical stores, the way you manage your money, non-essential travel, things like that. What are we going to do for our vacation this summer? Lots of people are asking themselves that.
A lot of camping and outdoor activities.
Yeah. And by yourself, campgrounds are, booking up. And people are beginning to buy cars because they want to have a new car, a better car,
to go.
Well, you could probably get a really good deal on a car right
very
now,
good
I would
deal.
Imagine,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
They
yep.
just
it's
opened a, car dealerships and motorcycle dealerships up in New Jersey to in-person sales, so
yep.
you can actually go to the showroom now and
Here
buy
too.
A new vehicle. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah,
that
we'll see
well.
How it. Look, the auto industry was hurt. All industries were hurt.
Yeah.
But the auto industry seemed to
really
just come
badly.
To a complete grinding halt.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if it picks up a little bit.
Speaking of what came to a halt, education in our country, whether it
yeah.
be public education, whether it be private, whether it's colleges, universities, that kind of stuff, what a confusing mess. So a lot of colleges have planned. I know my alma mater, Heidelberg in Ohio, announced plans yesterday as to what they were going to do, when they were going to bring students back. And I think you found a number of examples of what colleges are going to do, Victoria.
Well, I'm interested to hear what Heidelberg is going to do. University of Notre Dame is the first major university, Big Ten school, to announce what they're going to do. They're bringing kids back on August 10th, which is 2 weeks earlier than originally scheduled. They're going to forego a fall break in October, and then they're going to end the semester before Thanksgiving. So this plan is essentially to keep the kids on campus, keep them where they are, and go through the whole semester and then be finished by Thanksgiving without going home or going away for a fall break. So they said they want to minimize the amount of travel that the kids are going to be doing. Once they're on campus, they want them to stay there, and so they're going to have, because for fall break, it's like a week or whatever it is, people, they're going to travel internationally, they travel back to their homes, and then
yeah.
they come back to school, and then you don't know where they've been while they were away. So I think it makes sense, and we'll see how it works. You know, they want to have everybody out of the school by Thanksgiving. So it's going to give the kids a nice long break from Thanksgiving all the way through probably till January when they go back to school after Christmas, but it'll be interesting to see if it works, because if we do get the fall spike that pretty much every expert is saying that we're going to have a spike this fall, how we manage it is really going to be key. Mm-hmm. So maybe getting the kids home by Thanksgiving, if that spike hits in October or maybe November, maybe the kids will be home by the time that spike hits, if it does hit in everywhere. I know it will probably hit in major, you know, East Coast, New Jersey,
yeah.
New York,
right.
Florida,
hasn't that big
Massachusetts.
Been that
you know?
Big in the Midwest.
Yeah.
So Heidelberg University, Heidelberg College, when I went there in the 60s, is planning to reopen in late August, starting with classes. This is a big science school, so they have a lot of laboratory classes. Hard to do that online. And that was one of the big frustrations. They have a nurses program. They have a pre-med program. They have a bio program. And they have a brand new science and chemistry facility. So how do you don't do that? You know, how do you do that stuff using the tele whatever? You can't. It's really the hands-on. So anyway, they're going to open up. They've had a lot of input from the county and the state as to what they're supposed to do. And I know the guy who is the president is very anal, and he'll make sure all of this stuff is done to the nth degree. So the place will be clean as a whistle. They'll keep it that way. And so they're expecting.
Well, you know, the governor of Ohio did. He was
Kasich?
The first state.
Yeah,
no.
He's the governor. Oh no, there's a new one.
No,
Mike DeWine.
Yes, DeWine.
He
was. I give him a lot of credit. He locked down Ohio. I have a friend who lives in Cincinnati, and from the very, very onset of this, Ohio went into extreme lockdown, and it worked. It saved the state from. It saved the state a lot of money. In the long run, you know, with medical care and things like that, but it definitely helped contain the virus. So I would assume any college that reopens or any school that reopens in Ohio is going to be at the highest standard of sanitation.
Well, one of the things about Heidelberg and many of the other, Ohio's got lots and lots of really good private schools, and they're remote. They're not in, you know, Heidelberg's in Tiffin, which is nowhere. I remember going there.
Oh, so you went from one cow pasture to another.
I actually worked on a farm, a bull farm, as one of the jobs I had when I was at Heidelberg. I worked on the radio station in the city, and I worked on a bull farm in addition to being full-time student. I loved going to school. It was a great experience for me. I have great fondness for the school itself and my experiences, and I can imagine how it will be easier. And this is one of the attractions to go to a school like this at the moment, staying safe and healthy, because there's, you know, there's four or five roads that come into town, but it's a pass-through to go to Toledo or down to Columbus or even up to Cleveland. But there's farms there. There's a huge manufacturing plant called National Machinery that makes machines that make machines, and they're the largest local employer other than the school and the school system. And so I could see where this would be, and I would think it would be good for getting people to go to school in a place like this, because it's safer and parents are so interested in their children's safety. So, you know, the more remote the school is, the better off it is, I think, anyway. The idea of, when you look at reopening and what's going to happen, to go to your point a few minutes ago, there's a model that suggests that the country will go bankrupt, basically and literally, if we continue the lockdown. The other side of it is that as the states are reopening, the predictions are that 4 million people between now and the end of the year will get the virus. And that's, you know, so how do you weigh this? How do you weigh, I remember posting last week something, money, or it's like going to a bank and robbing it. Your money or your life? And that's kind of what
most
it
people,
is.
Most people who are healthy and, you know, aren't in a high-risk category, if most people get the virus, they will recover from it.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
But so that's not really, like, I'm not staying in because I'm afraid of getting the virus.
Nor am I.
I'm getting tested tomorrow. Maybe I have it, maybe I don't. I don't know. I feel fine. I'm only concerned about my parents. And so that's the real, you know, but the parents are going to stay home. And the rest of the world can go, you know, if you're at high risk, then those are the people who do need to be isolated and stay in lockdown. And everyone else who's, you know, I don't want to say younger, because younger people are getting it, too. And now we see all the Kawasaki stuff with these kids. It's terrible. But, you know, for the most part, most cases will self-resolve. And you get it, and maybe you have some symptoms, maybe you don't, and then, you know, you're okay. You move on.
Yeah, right. And that's what you got to do. You got to move on. And not necessarily work, and I mean worry about. You're just going to have to change, go with the flow. I see. You know, in my state, the president of the Senate, who happens to live in my town, somebody's actually a very interesting woman, and she does a great job. She says the state budget is going to reach $8 billion. The deficit is going to reach $8 billion. Multiply that times the feds and what's going on with all this money. It becomes funny money. So, something to think about for sure. I'm going to move ahead to discuss some ideas for those of you who are trying to plan family activities, that sort of thing, or maybe just if you're planning on having a family, maybe what you ought to be aware of during the COVID situation. Question about what you're waiting for. If you have not been sleeping well, you have not been enjoying your time, the most important part of the day is actually the night. For most people. So if you want to join the legions of people who are sleeping better because they have pillows from MyPillow, don't wait. Now is the opportunity. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page and get the BOGOs. Buy one, get one free. The lists are there. It runs the gamut from pillows to sheets to towels to duvet covers. You name it. The things in the catalog that are up for the BOGO are endless. They've sold tens of millions of these. So if you want to take control of your life and your health and your well-being, get the pillow, the only pillow in existence that you can wash and dry, keep it clean. Get the Radio Listener Specials, MyPillow.com. Financing available on things. If you want to pay over, you get a bill for over $200, they'll help you buy financing. That's at MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour on today's DJV program. The current situation certainly has upended a lot of aspects of our lives. If you're considering pregnancy, or maybe you're already pregnant, the changes in our world perhaps are overwhelming to you with how do you get to the doctor, use telemedicine, or what? What's the deal here? We've invited Julia Wilkinson, who is a genetic counselor with a lot of experience in women's reproductive health, to talk as a clinician, help guide women and families in general through all of this. Julia, welcome to the program. So what is there here, understanding the health pregnant at this time? There are emotional things that go away. There have got to be all kinds of things in the mix, right?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me today. You know, I hear this question a lot from my patients because there are so many people at home and they really don't know what they need to be doing to prepare for their next doctor's visit, or they might be really nervous about what those next steps might be. Mm-hmm. So what I've done is I've created a list of a few things that people can be doing right now to prepare and feel safe no matter where they are.
All right, great. Let's go through them.
So the first thing is to do some research. Gather information about your family history and the family health history for your partner as well, and see if there's anything in there that you'd be concerned about for your own health or for the health of your future children.
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
If you're not already pregnant, the next thing to be doing is to make sure that you're tracking your menstrual cycle. There's a whole lot of different apps out there to help you with that so you don't forget each month. But it's important for you to bring that data to your doctor's office with you. And then gathering and organizing really all of your medical records, especially if you've been seeing doctors in different locations over the past couple of years, make sure that you get everything in one place. And that includes thinking back to some of your vaccination information, which may be with your childhood records. It's important to know what you've already had done and what things you might need done in the future.
Let's say you're pregnant or you're getting pregnant and you have the virus. What does the virus do to your pregnancy, to your body, to the future of your child?
So this is really still a very new virus, and we're really learning a lot about what all of those impacts might be. So at this point, it's really common for patients to be anxious and uncertain about what that might mean. And really the only thing that we can tell you right now is to do everything you can to be safe and healthy. So minimizing the risks, all of the normal things that we would tell you to stay healthy in your pregnancy, making sure that you're eating well, sleeping well, all of those things are really important. And that's
common
what we need right now.
Yeah, common sense stuff. Go to the website invitae.com, INVITAE, invitae.com. And get the information, because that's where there is a bottom line clearinghouse of that info. Julia Wilkinson, thank you for being here. Great ideas on family planning here on the DJV show.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Look out, you're going to be an extra eating in a movie. Didn't we talk about that yesterday, the day before?
That's
somebody.
Chris Pratt's the all-in challenge. If you donate, Chris Pratt, the winning person is going to be on the movie set and gets eaten by a dinosaur in the next Jurassic Park movie. I think that would be cool.
A mark of distinction. I'm going to eat you up. Well, you get to see how the movie is made with a green screen anyway. All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. It's Movie Moments, and the theme from Jurassic Park playing in the background. I suspect your story is not related to our story. Is that true, Chucker?
No, it's not. Actually, this week in movie history, 1996, Jurassic Park Lost World, the sequel to the very popular Jurassic Park hit theaters. No Sam Neill. It was just Jeff Goldblum from the original cast. I went to see it at the Ziegfeld in New York City. Big crowd. I enjoyed the heck out of the film, and I know the audience did also, but overall,
over better than getting eaten by a bunch of dinosaurs. Yeah.
Overall, Lost World, the sequel, has received sort of a split reaction among fans. I actually think it's a good film, darker than the original one, but still, I think a solid entry in that overall franchise of Jurassic Park movies, which have now been five, and the sixth one is going to be released supposedly next summer. They started filming it, but now can't, so it could be popped into 2022. I wouldn't be surprised.
The first one was directed by Spielberg, right? But then the others weren't?
First two.
Okay.
He did the sequel, and the third one was directed by a guy named Joe Johnson.
Why didn't he keep it? It's his franchise. Why didn't he keep directing him?
He didn't want to. I don't know.
He never does. He never sticks with something like that.
Well, he did the first. He directed the four Indiana Jones movies, though.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Not the fifth that they do it, though. Let's see.
No. Is he doing the new one? He is doing the new one, isn't he?
Oh, no, he's not. He actually backed out of doing it. Let's see if it'll really
like
happen. Let's see if it'll happen. Let's see if it'll happen.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Reese Witherspoon, speaking of things happening, is going to do another Legally Blonde. This is Legally Blonde 3. Mindy Kaling is going to write it. Have they done anything
before?
The
only thing I can interpret from that story is I guess the mortgage payment is due. No?
No, this is such a cult. I know you're not I know this is not your thing, Chucker, but I grew up on Legally Blonde. This is something that girls have been waiting for a very long time. So I think it's going to be really fun.
Mm-hmm. The last one came out how many years ago? It's got to be a decade, right? At least
more than that. Oh, more than that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
But the two of them have been friends for a long time. That's kind of why this is cooked up. You can imagine them sitting on a Friday night over a couple of glasses of wine. You know what? We should do another one of these.
Well, it's Mindy Kaling's favorite movie of all time. That's how they became friends, is because Mindy Kaling is a super fan.
Now I know the story. She sat down with Mindy and said, "Mindy, now I can pay your mortgage payment if we do this."
All right, speaking of mortgage payments, Tom Hanks has a new World War II movie. This is disappointing news.
Yeah, interesting. Tom Hanks' new World War II film, which is a trailer on YouTube. I think it's titled Greyhound. Will go straight to Apple TV, bypassing movie theaters. It's a $50 million movie. This tells you Apple is going to be a big time committed to producing and buying theatrical films for their pay service.
Who wants to watch a big theatrical movie on a 50-inch screen? It doesn't compute for me. It just doesn't.
Don't you watch any movies at home on your TV?
Yeah, but movies that I'm not passionate about seeing in the theater, I want to see in the theater. I mean, I watch some stuff maybe older movies that I haven't seen. I don't usually, once I've seen a TV show or a movie, I don't want to see it again. The exception to that once in a while is a old John Wayne movie, Western or something, but, you know. Or one of the good Die Hard movies, which, by the way, do you see this? This is floating all over social media. There's a story about how Die Hard with a Vengeance came to be. And one of the things that the director, for some reason, he's interviewed, and they were talking about what is in the movie and what they could do today, because when Samuel L. Jackson first encountered Bruce Willis's character, it was because Bruce Willis's character was wearing one of those signboards that had some pretty nasty stuff on it.
Yes. When it's shown on cable TV, not cable, but like they change the sign. You don't see it. Yeah, correct.
Right. If you haven't seen it, it stirs up Samuel L. Jackson to the point where he's
still in content. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. But they've gone on to do a lot of good stuff together. They seem to be in life. They seem to be, and they're compatible actors certainly, and they obviously are compatible as friends. But if you see that scene in the original movie, you know you'd never see it today, and it is blanked out on TV. So I'll leave it at that. You can use your imagination to go back to the original movie. Chuck Curry is here.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.